beginning of time. Let's look how God's timeless zone affects the glorious call of God on our lives. According to Earth's perspective, Jesus was crucified almost 2,000 years ago. However, the Bible says that Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13:8. God lives outside of time. When God said, "Let there be light," he not only created night and day, he created time. The spirit world lives in the timeless zone. Picture time like a train moving through the Lord's kingdom. The engine represents the beginning of time, and the caboose symbolizes the end of time. God is able to get on anywhere on the train. He knows what's going to happen in the future because he has already been there. God is not bound by time. Peter knew this truth when he said, "Do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." 2 Peter 3:8. When Jesus died on the cross, he descended into Sheol and rescued all those who were imprisoned by the devil. Ephesians 4, 8-10. He was gone from earth for 3 days, yet he passed from a time zone into a timeless zone. We understand from the story of Lazarus in Luke 16 that Sheol was the holding place for all those who died before Jesus paid the price for their sins with his blood. It had two areas, with a chasm separating each. On one side was Hades, which was for people who were waiting to go into hell. On the other side was Abraham's bosom, which was the holding place for the righteous. Because Sheol was an eternal place, existing outside of time, we were also captives there. When Jesus descended into Sheol, took the host of captives, and ascended to heaven, we were with him. Paul describes this in the book of Ephesians. It states, "When he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men." Now this expression, "he ascended," what does it mean, except he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all heavens, so that he might fill all things. Ephesians 4, 8-10. Paul goes on to say that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, meaning